Blog Talk Radio.
Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your whole glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
less of me, more of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need you
more. Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is early Sunday morning prayer, and that was I Need Your Glory by Ernest Pugh. We're so blessed and honored that the Lord would allow us to come back on this broadcast early Sunday morning to pray corporate prayer to give him thanks for all week long how he has kept us and kept us in his bosom and our families and loved ones, and we're just so grateful. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise him enough for all he has done for us, me, you, each and everyone all over this world and out of the continent of the United States. So I'm going to read a couple of scriptures, and then we're going to go into prayer. And I got Psalms 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shall thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and we will look up. That was from Psalms 5, verse 1, 2, 3. Lord Jesus, we just thank you, and we're so grateful that you have chosen us to come back on this broadcast, Lord Jesus, to give us a platform to go forth with Sunday morning prayer. We just thank you, and we praise you, and we love you, and we magnify you. Lord Jesus, if I said or done anything that was against your precious throne, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, I want to repent, because we don't want my prayer to be hindered or any others on the broadcast all over the world to be hindered because of something I said or done or acted upon. Hallelujah, we thank you that you are a forgiving God. We thank you that you said, just repent and get back in line with me. And we thank you this morning for this opportunity, this great opportunity that you have given us. We thank you for our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. The saints have prayed for her all week. Matter of fact, we've been on here 27 months, I think, and they have prayed for her and guided her and directed her and have given arms and everything to her, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for the prayers of the saints that have brought her from Stockton, California, all the way home to New Orleans where she was birthed there. So, Lord, we just give you glory for her. Hallelujah. We just give you glory for this broadcast. We didn't even know when she started airing 27 months ago that you had it planned already from the beginning, but that she could take this broadcast anywhere over the world that Block Talk Radio go, and she can call in and have her broadcast going for. Lord Jesus, how awesome and great you are to your people, and we just thank you for it. Lord, we ask you to bless her. We ask you to protect her, Lord Jesus. You know what she stands in need of, Lord Jesus, and you knew it before she got there, because before she got there, you had already had it planned. She drove all on that road, and with the prayers of the saints and the angels that you have camped around her, Lord Jesus, she said she got there, and she was this excited and happy because she felt you on the highway. You allowed her to look up and see the marvelous work and that you have made and done in each of them states she have passed by. So, Lord, we just thank you. We ask, pray for her mother as she pray on Sundays. She's not on that today at this time, but she prays for her mother. She prays for her grandchildren. She prays for her great-grandchildren, Lord Jesus. She prayed for her sister Dawn and Jarvis and their family, Lord, each and every family that she, her family, Lord, she prays for. So we're praying for her, Lord. We're standing in the gap for her this morning, Lord Jesus. And we're praying the prayer. We're praying for Jarvis, sister Dawn's son, Lord Jesus. We know that your arms are around him and caring for him. And Lord Jesus, you will bring him out at your appointed time, Lord, and we thank you for it. We pray for Jamal, Evangelist Bernard's son. Lord Jesus, you had an opportunity to send her back there to be closer to her son and to visit him. And oh, what a reunion I know that was with her being up here. We pray for her sister Danielle, that's incarcerated here. We know that you're opening them gates. Hallelujah. She's going to walk out soon. Hallelujah. She's going to, they're going to be reunited, the mother and all the sisters and brothers, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for it. We thank you for our dear callers that call on this line each and every day, Lord Jesus, that support this broadcast. Hallelujah. That's been so supportive to this broadcast and to your word. And you don't fail us, Lord Jesus. Every day you send down a rhema word to your people on this earth. And not only that, you chose men, godly men and women of God, to bring forth this word. And Lord Jesus, all we can say is thank you. We praise you and we love you and we ask you to keep building us up in your most holy faith so that we can look to you and go from faith to faith, Lord Jesus, because we know that only you can do it. Hallelujah. Only you can send us. Only you can give us the need, because you know everything about us. You knew when we were, before we were born and conceived in our mother's womb. Hallelujah. You know our DNA. You knew the parents you would have us to, and you knew the gifts that you would place in us, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah. And we thank you that you have brought us this far. Hallelujah. And you have brought us this far by faith, leaning on your words, calling on your holy name. You never failed us yet, Lord Jesus, and you won't be able to fail us now, because you said that you love us and you protect us and you keep us and you know what we stand in need, Lord Jesus. We ask you to bless each and every family member that's on this all over the world, Lord Jesus. We ask you to bless the bereaved family, Special Evangelist Cummins. She used to come on this broadcast, Lord Jesus. She was so excited to witness and to bring the word on this broadcast, and now she's going home with you. She's on the other side. Oh, what a joy when the saints reunite with you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for it, Lord. Bless her family, Lord. Keep them, Lord, not with disturbance or peace, Lord. Keep them with peace. Keep them with understanding, Lord, and the provisions that you have made for her all of this life. Lord, transfer the provisions to her family, Lord, that they may not want or lack anything, Lord Jesus, and that all of them, Lord Jesus, get saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and go on if they're not, Lord Jesus. Each and every one that listened to this broadcast, Lord, let us give our lives wholly to you. Holy is the way, because you are holy, God. You said this call on you, and you will show us great and mighty things that we know not of. Hallelujah. You said this wait on the Lord and be patient and be in the power of his might. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We had 10,000 tongues. We couldn't thank you enough. Hallelujah. This is an opportunity that you have given us to come forth, to bring your word, to pray your word today. All 5-6 days a week, we talk. You have us to bring the word of God, the 66 books of the Bible, 39 old and the 27 new. Hallelujah. But today, you give us an opportunity to go in and pray and lift you up as a corporate prayer. Some may not be able to go to church. Hallelujah. Some may not be sick. Some may be in a convalescent home. Some may be on the road or visiting another church, or some just not able to make up in their mind that they want to go to the church, Lord Jesus. But we ask you to touch them, Lord, because your touch, you can touch them, Lord, and you can bring them in to say, here I am, Lord. Lord, send me and I'll go. Hallelujah. Save me and I'll show. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this opportunity that you have given us. Hallelujah. What can we say? It's just like when I think about it, when I go and I think about how they say, oh, they've been with Jesus. That's in the book of Acts. They say the men were unlearned, but they've been with Jesus. And they healed the impotent man at the gate, beautiful. And he was leaping and walking. Lord Jesus, we know you have all power that's in heaven and earth. You left it with you. And Lord Jesus, we ask you to give us more power. We ask you to give us more understanding and more holiness to do your work and to understand your will and your way, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We just ask you, Lord, to keep us in your bosom, to keep shape us and to guide us and direct us in the way that you would have us to go. Hallelujah, that we may be able, that people will say, oh, they've been unlearned. Hallelujah for our spiritual application. But guess what? We've been with Jesus. And oh, what a wonderful opportunity that is, that you can be with you, Lord Jesus, and you can give us your kingdom come, your will be done. You can give us your anointing. Hallelujah. You can give us your Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. As long as we live right and we be right and we treat everybody right. Hallelujah. You say, most of all, treat the people of the household of faith, this wonderful, like we should do, and the stranger, hallelujah, because you don't know, you may be entertaining angels unaware, hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, for leading and guiding our path today. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the provisions that you have made for us, hallelujah. You say it may not come when we want it, but it's always right on time with you. Hallelujah, you are on time, God. And for that, we just give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. When we look around, Lord Jesus, and think about where you brought us from a mighty long ways. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. You have it like the children in Israel, that they were in the wilderness, and Lord, their shoes didn't grow, but their feet didn't grow, everything, their clothes wasn't raggedy. 40 years you took care of them in the desert. So if you can take care of them 40 years, you can take care of us, Lord Jesus, each and every day. And you can give us and supply what we stand in need of, Lord. Hallelujah. If there's any sick among us, you said, let us call for the elders. But we can say, Lord, we ask you to, we lift up anybody that's sick and hospitalized or in the convalescent home, Lord Jesus. We send a prayer, Lord Jesus, that you will go in, because you can go where we can't go. Hallelujah, that you will say, here I am, my child. Here I am, my son. Lord Jesus, that you have came to see about them. We call on you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, because you know you never slumber and you never sleep. You always there. You always there answering us. Hallelujah. You're always there caring about us. But you said we must live holy because you are holy, God. We must live righteous. We must treat everybody right. Hallelujah, because you are righteous, God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you have done for us, Lord. We couldn't do it. We couldn't be in here and bring on this word like Evangelist Bernard, and you gave her this ministry over 28 months ago, I think, 28 months, and Lord Jesus, you have supplied every need. You have given the saints opportunities to send in and keep this broadcast on the line and respect and do the will, because they know that it's a rhema word coming from you. And I tell them every day that I get an opportunity, don't shed or don't close off, don't go off, because God has a rhema word just for you. A rhema word just for you. What does a rhema word mean just for you? It confirms what what you have felt in your spirit. It confirms what the Lord have talked to you when you have your prayer time with him. It confirms that he will do what he said he will do. All we have to do is faith, have faith and walk by with love and kindness. Hallelujah. He said with love and kindness have he drawn us. So with love and kindness we have to draw others. Hallelujah. We have to keep that love. We just can't talk about it, but we have to show the love and the kindness that you have given us on this line. You say, look to the hills from which our help come. Our help come from God, who's above heaven and earth. Hallelujah. He should not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth you neither suffer nor move from Israel. So, Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity, and we trust you, and we praise you. Hallelujah. And we give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise, Lord Jesus. We just ask you today, as they go to their assemblies, as we go to the different and assemblies that we that you have placed us in our hometowns, Lord, in different cities and different states, Lord. We ask you to bless each and every saint that comes on this broadcast, Lord. You know what they stand in need of. Hallelujah. We say, Lord, have your way. Hallelujah, have your way. Let your perfect will be done in our life. Let your kingdom come in our life. Let your perfect will be done. Hallelujah, in our lives as we go forth, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, put more love in our hearts. Hallelujah, put more words in our heart. Put it in our minds and heart that, Lord Jesus, that we need to get up and read your word and pray and ask you to forgive us and get it put in our hearts that it will not leave us and that we can call it back by scripture. Like you say, we got to study to show ourselves approved. A workman need not be ashamed, but rightfully dividing the word of truth. Lord Jesus, we want you to fill us the more with your words, your holy words out that Bible into our hearts. We want you to change what's not pleasing in your sight. Hallelujah. We want the word to go forth, Lord, in us that it may go out to your people all over the world, Lord, with power and with anointing. Hallelujah, that you said we would have if we allow us to go forth and be in fellowship, complete fellowship, holiness, kindness, love, charity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We want to be compassionate women, souls. We want to be compassionate saints. Hallelujah. We want to look and see a need and say, Lord, help us to meet that need. Hallelujah. We want to be out on the highway and hedges. Hallelujah. Telling the people to come in, giving the tract to come in. You'll come. You're welcome to come in. Lord Jesus, have opened the doors 2,000 years ago, and you're welcome to come into the family of God. And we thank you for it, Lord Jesus. We thank you that you chose us. You could have chose anyone, but you chose us, Lord, to go forth with this word. Hallelujah. We just thank you for it. We bless. We ask you to bless Sister Dawn on the broadcast today, Lord. Bless her family, Lord. Bless Jarvis, as we said. Bless her daughter, Lord Jesus. Bless the lady she works for, Lord Jesus, Mother Manning. Bless her, Lord Jesus. Bless their family. Hallelujah. Heal Dawn, Lord, if there's anything. I know she was under the weather at one time, but, Lord, we know you got the healing power that you can raise us up. We thank you and praise you for each and every saint that come on this line. Hallelujah, Lord. I don't want to keep calling names because I may forget somebody, and that's not what it wanted to be, Lord Jesus. Everybody that graced this line, we so thankful, and we're so awesome, grateful that you would stir them up to lead them to this line. So many of them we haven't even seen in person, but we have felt their heart, and we have known that you have sent them from God over here to this broadcast. And, Lord, we thank you. And they have been a tremendous help. When Evangelist Bernard look up and see all the lines lit up with the ones that come on Monday to Friday, oh, Lord, we give her opportunity, and she feels so good because she's being supported. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah. We can't do anything else but thank you this morning. Hallelujah. We're running this race, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, to please you and to go forth in the ministry that you have called us to go in and you have given us. Lord, if we don't know our ministries, we're asking you today to encourage our heart through your word, Lord. Hallelujah, that you would let us talk to us, Lord, in the midnight hour. Talk to us during the day. Talk to us in the afternoon. Hallelujah, talk to us and let us know that you have given us a ministry, and you have given it with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, that you will lead and guide us into all truth, not some truth, but all truth, and that you want each and every one of us to work in this vineyard because you have made ministries for each and every one of us, Lord. And we say thank you. And, Lord, when we get fearful, hallelujah, because you say, God, you're not the author of fear or confusion. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we ask you to strengthen us the more so that that can leave us, so it won't be a place for the enemy to come in and say, oh, no, that's not you. The Lord ain't called you to do that. Want to talk to your head. Lord, cover each and every one of us so that we know that it is the will of you, Jesus, that it is the will that we should go forth. It is the will that you have given us this ministry. Whatever ministry you have given us, Lord Jesus, we ask you today to strengthen us, to show us, Lord Jesus, the way that you would have us to go, to equip us in this ministry. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, that we won't have a reason to say, well, we can't do it, or we don't know how to do it, that you will talk to us and show us through your holy word, because with prayer and fasting and reading of your word, hallelujah, you said you would answer us and you would give us wisdom and you would give us understanding and you would give us knowledge. Hallelujah, you said to call on you for all of them great things and that you would give it to us. Just believe and have faith. Hallelujah, we'll go from faith to faith with you, Lord Jesus, and we love you for it. We love you for taking the time out of us, because all each and every one of us have something that we need to talk to you about. Hallelujah. And you said you're there 24 hours. You never slumber and you never sleep. Hallelujah. So we call in the day, Lord Jesus, to get us more and more equipped, that we will know our ministry and that we will go forth with power, hallelujah, and anointing of the Holy Ghost that you have given us on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Ghost fell. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. 50 days, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost fell in the upper room in the book of Acts chapter 2, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah, and we praise you, and we give you the glory, and we give you all the praise. Without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we would fail. Without you, we would be like a ship without a sail. And Lord Jesus, we don't want to be without you. Whatever we said and done, Lord, we want to get it right with you so that we can be in your presence and you can be in our presence and we can have sweet communion and fellowship. Hallelujah, that you would teach us and walk with us and open the pathway. And as we walk down that road, Lord, that you have already moved the obstacles that have been before us, and all we do is walk in the plan and the purpose that you have set for our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What can we say? What can we do? What can we do, Lord, but serve you and let your will be done? We just ask you, Lord, if we feel like it's not of us, Lord, to teach us, to come and talk to us and show us in your word that it is us, that you have called us for such a time as this in the kingdom, like as for such a time in the kingdom, you will build us up, you will strengthen us, you will lead us, and you will say, like the two words, go. Go, go, my people. And when you say go, we know it's already settled and it's already approved. And it's just waiting on us to go because the plan have already been put out there. You have put the plan out there, and all we have to do is walk in there and be glad and praise and worship you and pray and fast. Hallelujah, that we may get this flesh up under subjection, because this flesh don't want to lay down. This flesh just want to keep on telling you, no, this and that, and this and that. But Lord, we asking you today to help us to get this flesh up under subjection. Hallelujah to your will and to the spirit of the living God, the spirit, hallelujah, that you left on this earth, Lord Jesus, for us, that you died on Calvary, that you may bring us back in right relationship with you. They call it the Easter week coming up, Lord Jesus, and that's the time that you sacrifice that you died on the cross and you rose again, that we may have life and life more abundantly. And you tore that curtain in half. And you said, we can come now and we can bring our own petitions through there. Hallelujah. We don't have to go to no priest. We don't have to go anywhere. We just have to go to Jesus Christ, because you have made the way plain and you have made the way right for us to know that we can go to you now. Without anybody else and without you, Lord Jesus, we can't move. We can't have our being, and we can't serve you the way that we should. And for that, we thank you and we praise you. And we just give you the love. We just give you all the glory. And we just give you all the praise. And like the song just said, David said, give ear to my word, O Lord. Consider my meditation. You know, we all pray and talk to the Lord and read our Bible in different ways. But the Lord knows all about our heart, and we're asking him today to strengthen our heart, to read more, to pray more, to fast more, to seek his face, to make him pleased of us. In his sight, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just thank you. We just praise you. And he say, verse 2, hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. And that's what we're doing. We're praying to our God and kingdom early this morning. And my soul shall then hear in the morning. We're in the morning, early in the morning, our California time, before everybody go into the assemblies or worship, or ones can hear on the Block Talk Radio. My voice shall thou hear in the morning, and you're hearing our voice in the morning, crying out, O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee. And you know what? And we will look up. We will look up, Lord Jesus, and we're directing our prayer unto you. Hallelujah, each and every one that needs prayer, that asks for prayer. Lord, we ask you to bless them, protect them, guide them, and direct them. Lord Jesus, you know what each and every one stands in need of. You know the prayer that they're requesting, Lord Jesus. We ask you to go into the areas where they're at. You know where they're at, in their homes, on their jobs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wherever they're at, Lord Jesus, we ask you to bless them, protect them, guide them, and direct them, and answer their prayer, Lord Jesus. If your will be done, and say, here I am, my son. Here I am, my daughter. I'm here for you. Hallelujah. Through this day. So we just praise the Lord. We just bless the Lord for his many benefits that he has given to us. What can we render unto the Lord out of our mercy for all his benefits that he has given unto us? Oh, when I think about all the benefits you have given me, oh, Lord, I say, Lord, have mercy. You're so merciful. You're so kind. Hallelujah. You brought me up out of sin and shame, and no more sin and shame on me that I know that I can control. Hallelujah, far as this flesh can control. But them little foxes, Lord, I'm asking you today, hallelujah, to move them little foxes out of the way, Lord Jesus, because we want to be right, we want to be holy, and we want to be pure, and we want to serve you with a pure heart, a clean mind. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, and a will to do your will in the Bible, Lord, your 66 books of the Bible, the 39 old and the 27 new. And the 39 old was for our ammunition to know what not to do with the new, with the 27 new. And Lord Jesus, we thank you that you said you was coming back for your people Genesis 3:15, you said you was going to come back for your people. But it took 42 generations down in Matthew when Jesus was born. Hallelujah, and he come back to save his people from their sins. Hallelujah, and he reinstated us Hallelujah. When he walked this earth 30 years, 33 years on this earth. Hallelujah. And he died on that cross and he tore that curtain and it went through. And he had redeemed us back unto himself. And oh, Lord, we're so thankful and we're so grateful. And each day he's sending somebody's going out, getting a family, getting a loved one, getting a child, getting a daughter, getting a son back to the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We ask you this morning as our prayer that you would open up this door and allow our people, the saints in the churches, to leave out the churches and go into the highway and the hedges and compel your people to come in so they can be saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. And most of all, that they can be in your family. Hallelujah. Oh, what a joy it is to be called the children of God, the family of God. And God, you're over the whole family in heaven and in earth. And that we thank you and give you all the glory and we give you all the praise and we love you and we praise you and we don't take this lightly. And we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to come on this broadcast and have prayer, a corporate prayer, early this morning. And we may not hear them on the line, but Lord, we hope that they're up praying with us and praying for this kingdom, praying for this earth, praying for the souls to be saved, praying for their loved ones, praying for their husbands, praying for the wife, praying for the marriages. Hallelujah. Praying, Lord Jesus. We got to pray. Hallelujah. Not faint. We got to read your word and pray that we get an understanding. Lord, lead and guide us on how you're going to teach us and start us with your word. Hallelujah. And we fast and pray and seek your word. In Jesus' name we pray. And amen. And amen today. God bless everyone. God bless you, Sister Donna. God bless you for being on today. We thank the Lord. Evangelist Bernard is in New Orleans. It's a new time, and she'll be on tomorrow. But we just thank you for getting up to early Sunday morning prayer with us this morning. Excuse me, and we just give God the glory, and we give him the praise for the operating of these switchboards, for cutting, calling up, for getting us up on time, that we may go forth, Lord, and do your will and pray to you that everything that is done need to be done in Jesus' mighty name. And we pray and we say, God bless you, and we thank you so much, and we love you with the love of Jesus. Evangelist Bernard, love y'all, and she appreciates each and everyone that have done this broadcast and come on and support her. You know, it's a blessing. It's just like you when you're in your church and your pastor is preaching and teaching. Well, you know, you want to be there as much as you can to support your pastor. Hallelujah, because he needs to be encouraged too. And each and every one on this Block Talk that the Lord has sent you to be a part of it. Remember to support it. Support this kingdom work because it's coming from heaven above. Hallelujah, down in this earth to his precious people. God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow at 1 p.m. on Block Talk Radio, A Time of Reflection. And we're going to go out Because of Who You Are by Vicki Yoli. Amen. Bernard?
Yes.
Yeah, your line is there now.
Okay, well, that was my full-time calling in. But that's okay. Everything is good, Sister Ruby. I just was calling in because I had got out of church early, and I said, okay, it's still 7:25, so let me call in and see if I could have came on and prayed. But that's okay. Everything is well. So, Mike, Corinthian didn't come on today, right?
Nobody on but Don and the 209. 809-7983, they came on and dropped off.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Sister Ruby. I appreciate it.
Oh, okay. You want to pray?
No, I'm fine. We done closed out. That's good.
Oh, okay.
Go on.